Understanding is what is the wellspring of life. So the Lord was laid in my heart, and I had to communicate it to each and every one of us, because like I said, it's a what? Every time we have the opportunity to come together, we really need to understand the dynamics, those things that makes for ministry. Hallelujah. Because until we understand it, we will not be able to make the most of our ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then one thing that the Lord told me about the Sunday service, as I was meditating on Him to help guide me on how to go about it, is that there is a discipline that what? That makes ministry work. Hallelujah. That as long as you are not ready to give yourself to that discipline, then it won't work. Hallelujah. So I said, wow. So before I could, because maybe I was going to church by 9 or 10, so I could decide to sleep till 7 or 8. Are you getting it? Then from then, begin to what? Begin to prepare to meet up with service by 9. Are you getting it? Or sometimes I will even go 9:30. But when the Lord said we are meeting 8 towards, 8 now towards to 9:30, it behoves us to have a discipline. A discipline that if church is going to be 8 towards to 9:30, anything before 7 you should be ready. Hallelujah. And your attention should be that you're already going out towards to reach out to them, also to invite them. And he also said on Saturdays too, we go out to reach out to people, to invite them. I went out yesterday by God's grace. I reached out to how many of them? I reached out to 8 of them. Hallelujah. And we trust that the Lord will bring them in the name of Jesus. Some of them, we immediately added them to our group chat. Hallelujah. And we believe that subsequently, the Lord will bring us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bring them in the name of Jesus. So there is a discipline that makes ministry work. So the Lord now went further to tell me that before this thing can work, that discipline must enter the core of your soul. He said, even if they lay hands on you, pour all the oil on you, if that discipline does not enter you, you are not ready for ministry. So as a minister, there is need for high level of punctuality. And it will not happen by chance. It will happen by being deliberate about it. Do you understand? For instance, now that we are going to be having services on Fridays by 5 and on Sundays by 8, it behooves me that I'm also into the business. Are you getting it? I'm a businessman. I'm a minister too. It behooves me that my work must end either Thursday or Friday morning. If there's any work I'm doing, it ends Thursday or Friday morning. I clear my schedules of what? My weekend of anything that will weigh me down. Because if I give myself to the work I'm doing, and I do it on Saturdays, I will not be able to reach out to invite people on Sundays. And it may also weigh me down to the point that I will not be able to prepare sermons for Sundays, or I will not even be able to be strong enough to wake up on Sunday morning to get ready for the church service. Do you understand? So every one of us will go through that discipline. So I'm just using mine as a case study, so that you can look into your own and begin to what? To know how you begin, you have to clear. Because this is the discipline. Those who have given themselves to the discipline are the ones that we see like supermen now. No. There is nothing about them that looks like, supermen. Do you understand? It is just the grace of God and an understanding of what? Of this discipline. So if we are going to start Sunday service 8 to 9:30, are you getting it? First service for now. Then it behoves us, are you getting it? That we clear our schedules. On Saturday should not be when you give yourself to endless visitation or overboarding work. Are you getting it? The same with Friday, if you are going to be the one that will minister. And everybody around you must know that what that this is what you are doing. Anytime anybody comes around you, you tell them, okay, we have service from here to here, and this is the venue, this is the time, we just started and so on. That is how to grow the ministry. Hallelujah. And that is how for you to be also be available. The day you know you are not going to be available based on the fact that you are going to what? You are going to minister somewhere as a minister, then you bring somebody and prepare the person's heart before that time. Are you getting it? To do so. If this discipline has not yet entered the core of our soul, then we are not ready for ministry.
I tell you,
those who we see flying today are those who are disciplined. There are churches in Abuja that they start their service by 6:30. As jam-packed as Lagos is, some service starts by 5 a.m. That is a high level of discipline. Because there are some people that they go to work that Sundays from 8. And because they cannot afford to keep missing out on fellowship with God, because there is something about coming together that you cannot find anywhere. Hallelujah. Because they know that they can't afford to miss out on that fellowship. What would they do? They will ensure that they attend 5 a.m. service. Even Catholics are disciplined with their time. And that is why you see that what they are doing is growing by day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was telling someone, I said, I know that the anointing of God upon my life is growing. I said, okay, let's just imagine that we don't even say, you know, consider anything spiritual about it. Let's just say you, they are calling your name every day for 1 year. By numbers, they call your name every day. Sometimes maybe even in 2 or 3 prayer points. Sometimes maybe in all the 4 prayer points. They are calling your name every day. And the ministry, for what? For 1 year. By numerical stature. Would there not be an increase? By numerical stature. By numerical consideration. How much more by spiritual insights? So I know by the grace of God that there is the anointing is there. The anointing is growing. But I need to give heed to the discipline that God wants to bring in order for us to. There are many who are aware of what is happening now. I purposely did not do any flyer for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are some of your blessings that when it starts, you have to what? You have to nurture it to grow. Hallelujah. Some of those men of God I invited during our programs, one of them said that it will not be nice that as a minister, you don't even have a place where you can be traced to or as a ministry. And that's true. So the reason you see we bring them is because these are friends, and when they come, because of the hospitality and because of how we receive them and give them the honor of, you know, coming to minister on our altar, the Lord always releases a word from their soul, from their spirit man to us. And those who are wise will pay attention to it. How can somebody travel all the way from Kano to talk to you and you are not taking it serious? What? In fact, you don't need somebody to travel, because that was what that rich man in hell was telling Abraham. That because he knows that the mindset of people is that they don't always take seriously what those who are around them talk, you know, says to them. Are you getting it? When those who are around them speak to them, they don't take it that serious. You see, but if someone rise from the dead, are you getting it? Will go and warn them that there is such a place called hell. What will happen? He said they will turn. But Moses told him, he said, Abraham told him, he said, if they have Moses and the prophets, that if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, then even if one will rise from the dead, they will also not hear. That means no matter the ministers we bring from far and wide of Nigeria, if we are not maximizing the words that God is bringing to us here, are you getting it? It's still possible that they will come from far, a whole lot of resources will go down, and then we are not maximizing those words and being blessed through them. I see God helping us in the name of Jesus. I see God helping us in the name of Jesus. So by the grace of God, There is an opening for me to minister on Sunday in camp, next week Sunday. Hallelujah. This is the second time by the grace of God I'm ministering in camp. Hallelujah. On the Sundays. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I will appoint one of us that will be in charge of the meeting for today. And I believe for that Sunday. And I believe that by the grace of God, or I may even take one of us to camp. And I believe that by the grace of God, we will see more of multitude here in the name of Jesus Christ. So sometimes when God is doing something in your life, you need to what? You need to understand the handwriting of the wall. That is why you see that it's possible that the whole lot of ministers look as if they are wondering. Why? Because God is doing a whole lot in their life, but they do not what? They do not understand the handwriting of what He is doing. Hallelujah. It's being shown to them. Are you getting it? But they don't understand the handwriting of what God is doing. By the grace of God, I already understand that in this ministry, mountain experiences are one of our core values. They are one of the things that we do towards to steer ourselves up onto righteousness and to move us to our next level. Jesus always had that attitude. If you want to survive as a minister, even as a believer, there must be periodic what? Retreats. Not in your house, but in solitary places. In places called Mount Hermon, where the spirit of just men are made what? Perfect. Hallelujah. Our topic is still before us. Hallelujah. And we are going to consider it briefly. So what is our theme? Oh, we'll start with our theme. Our theme is what? Emmanuel. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this is our month of Emmanuel, which is what? Which is God with what? With us. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 1, if you are there with your Bibles, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. If you are there, someone should read for us. Yes. Yes. A virgin will give birth to a child, isn't it? Yes. And what? And he will bring forth a son, and he shall call his name what? Emmanuel. Which being interpreted is what? Is God with us. Hallelujah. It's our month of what? Of God with us. Hallelujah. It's our month of what? Of Emmanuel. God with us, as simple as that word is, hallelujah, is what makes, as simple and as short as that word is what makes the difference between the strong and what? And the weak. That word, Emmanuel, as simple and as short as it is what makes the difference between what? Between those who are what? Who are strong and those who are what? Those who are weak. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. So as simple as the word Emmanuel is, it is what makes the difference between those who are strong, those who finish strong, and those who don't last. It is what makes the difference between those who are strong and what? And those who are weak. Because when God is with you, that means what? Strength is also what is with you. Hallelujah. In 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible said, now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of what? Of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and what? And weaker. Oh, salati ketebalatabaya. So no matter how long the war is, you will only get stronger and stronger because what? Because God is what is with you. No matter how long the war is, you will only get what? You will own 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. You will only get stronger and stronger because of, because God is what is with you. The reason there was a long war between what? The house of Saul and the house of David. But the house of David was stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul was weaker and weaker, was because the presence of God was with David. David was enjoying Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, which is what? God with us, which is being interpreted as what? As God with us. So no matter how long the war is, no matter how depressed depressing the challenge is, no matter how bad the economy is, no matter how the challenge of life, the challenge of the country, no matter what is going on, you will only grow stronger and stronger if God is with you. As simple as that word is, it is what makes the difference between those who are what? Who are strong and those who are weak. Emmanuel, which is being interpreted. Can I hear us say it? Emmanuel, which is being interpreted. God with us. God with us is what makes the difference between those who are victors and those who are what? Those who are victims. Hallelujah. God cannot be with you. You cannot carry the presence of God and be a victim in life. No, it's not possible. So Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us, is what makes the difference between those who are what? Who are victors and what? And those who are what? Who are victims. Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us, is what makes the difference between victors and what? And victims. Ali conte sabalata candesi lataya. Ise combelati sakatengo siketi kalata katabala katabala kataya. Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 23. Let's turn our Bibles to that same 2 Samuel chapter 23 from verse 9. So, Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us, 2 Samuel chapter 23 from verse 9, is what makes the difference between those who are victors and those who are what? Who are victims. Hallelujah. God cannot be with you and accident will happen to you. Are you getting it? God cannot be with you and what? An accident will happen to you. No. God cannot be with you and disaster will befall you. No, because he leads us beside the still waters. He what? He restores our what? He restores our soul. He leads us in the path of righteousness. When someone is leading you, that is what? That is a show. That is a sign that that person is what is with you. You don't lead somebody that you are not with. Are you getting it? It could be concretely or physically. Are you getting it? Or it could also be by proxy. But in any way, there is a sign that you are with that person as that leading is going on. Are you getting it? You can even be doing it through a phone call. But there is a connection between you and what? And that person. How much more when you come to lead that person by yourself? God cannot lead you and accident will happen to you. God cannot lead you. You cannot carry the presence of God and accident. That's why God with us, Emmanuel, is what makes the difference between what? Between victors and what? And victims. God cannot be with you and you lose a battle in life. God cannot be with you and you are a sickler. God cannot be with you and you lose a loved one in that your family. No. No, no. The Bible said in 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 9, he said, and after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, an Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defiled the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. So there was a battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. The men of Israel were not there. The soldiers of David were not there. But only one man was there. He was there in the battle to stand in the ground. That man, one man, what was his name? Eleazar, the son of Dodo. Hallelujah. Verse 10.
He rose, he arose. And he, if you check this verse 9, you will discover that what, he was the only one that was there. There was no soldier, there was nobody with him, but one man stood his ground. The challenge with believers of today is because they cannot stand their ground. That's because they do not understand that God is with them. If you don't understand that God is with you, you will not be able to stand your ground. This one man called Eliezer, the son of Dodo, who understood that God was with him, did not mind the fact that all the other soldiers were not there. He did not mind the fact that David, even his captain, was not there. He did not mind the fact that so many people were not there in that battle. Only him stood his ground. And because he understood that God does not save with sword or with numbers, that if one man can agree with him, he can wrought a miracle. He stood his ground and fought to the point that the Bible said the sword cleaved to his hand. And God wrought a great victory through him that day. Let's read it as it is written. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 10. He said, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hands was weary and his hands cleaved unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to the spoil. Can you imagine? He arose and began to smite the Philistines. He arose and began to smite the Philistines. If you were there, listen to me, watch me. If you were looking at that scene from a mountaintop, are you getting it? Or you were looking through the lattice of your window, are you getting it? And you saw what you were doing, you would think that he was the one doing it. Are you getting it? But after the job was done, did you see what the Bible said? The Bible said, and the Lord, who has another version there? And the Lord wrought great victory. But who stood his ground and began to smite the Philistine? One man called what? Eliezer, the son of what? Of Dodo. The end product of that is victory showed us that this man understood that what? That God was with him. When the victory was accomplished, the Bible said that it was God. Who has a version there to read for us? 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 10. Please, somebody should read a good version, another version.
But Eliezer stood his ground.
Hallelujah.
He killed Philistine soldiers. He killed Philistine soldiers that day until his arm grew tired. But he never dropped his sword. The Eternal One gave them a decisive victory that day. And then the people came back only to pillage the fallen.
Hallelujah. So you can see that it was one man that stood his ground to defend the children of Israel. But at the end, we saw that they were accrediting the what? The victory to what? To some, to God, to the Eternal One. That he was the one that gave them what? The victory. Why? Because that man that stood his ground understood that what? That God is with him. I tell you, as simple as that word is, it is what makes the difference between victors and what? And victims. After the victory was wrought, the Bible said the people, you know, they were not there before. The people only came back to do what? To share the spoil. They only came back to take the goods of the Philistines that were killed. Maybe their shield, maybe their provender, which is what? Which is their foodstuffs. Are you getting it? And so on. So if one man can understand the mystery of God is with me, he can stand on his ground, and I tell you, God will definitely be glorified. The end result will show that God definitely sent him. God was with him. Oh, sabala tango sila tabala kataya. And we know that all things worketh together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Oh, siketi kabalada konde seleti yataya. For nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors to God that strengthen us. So as simple as that word is, Emmanuel, maybe some of us would have been hearing it in a popular, television broadcast, and it has just become a word that we did not even consider to have a deep understanding of it. We just see it as a word that we use for, salutation. Although it's very good, hallelujah, and that's cherished, hallelujah. But more so, we need to understand the dynamics of Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, what? God with us. August is a month of visitations. And we don't just want it to be a month of visitation alone. We want God to visit and don't go again. That is when he has come to Tabernacle as Emmanuel, God with you. So as I was considering it, I saw that it's not only visitation that we want in the month, divine visitation that we want in the month of August. We want him to come and come and tabernacle with us. And when he does so, what has happened to you? Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. Let's turn our Bibles there. So Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us, is what makes the difference between what? Between those who are walking in power and those who are being dominated by the devil. Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us, is what makes the difference between those who are enjoying the power of God, the miracle working ability of God, and those whom the devil are what? Are oppressing. Because if God is with you, you will dominate, you will tread. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and upon all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So if you understand what it means, Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us, you will walk in what? You will walk in power. You will not be dominated by what? By contrary forces of darkness. Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. So Emmanuel being interpreted, God with us, is what makes the difference between what? Between those who what? Who are walking in power and those who are being dominated by the powers of darkness. God cannot be with you and you will be dominated by the powers of darkness. No. Sabilatika namantalataya. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 20, the Bible said that, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them, the Lord walking with them, the Lord walking with them. They went forth because they understood that, they understood Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God was with them. They went forth preaching, they went forth talking to everybody. I tell you the truth, sometimes there are people that you cannot meet. If this understanding has not, there are some people that you cannot meet to preach to them. Are you getting it? Or even to invite them to church, or even to invite them to a program or to a meeting. If you do not understand if you don't have a very deep knowledge of the fact that what, that God is with you. If God is with you, that means you can see the governor of what? Of Ekiti State and tell him that, sir, can I pray? Can we pray? Sir, can I share the word of God with you? No, not that you'll be jittering. When you are jittering, when you cannot talk, when you cannot express yourself, especially when it comes to relating the word of God with people or even inviting them for program, you see some people and you feel, oh, these are not the set of people I'm called to. Sometimes it could be fear that you do not really understand. You do not really know that God is with you. But those who understand that God is with them, they can go about preaching. The Bible said, and God walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. So as simple as the word Emmanuel is, which is being interpreted, God with us, it is what makes the difference between what? Between those who are walking in power and those who are being dominated by what? By the powers of darkness. We began by saying that Emmanuel being interpreted, which is what? God with us, is what makes the difference between, number one, those who are strong and those who are weak. the house of Saul and the house of David. We continued by saying that what Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us, is what makes the difference between those who are victors and those who are victims. We went further to say Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us, is what makes the difference between those who are walking in power and those who are being dominated by the powers of darkness. And they went forth everywhere preaching. Isn't it? And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. So the reason they had that boldness to go about, the reason they had that boldness to talk to people about Jesus was because they understood that God was with them. They went forth preaching everywhere. Isn't it? They went forth preaching everywhere, the Lord walking with them. So these people understood that God was with them. They understood that Emmanuel, they understood that they had Emmanuel, which is what? Which is God with us. That was why they were able to go everywhere, preaching and speaking to people. And the Bible said that what? God confirmed their words with signs following. That means if you know that God is with you, when you go out and tell this man you are blessed, God will confirm that word. When you go out and you are preaching and you tell a sick man be healed, God will confirm that word. Why? Because you understand Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. Aya sonde kabalata salataya. As simple as the word Emmanuel is, it is what makes the difference between those who enjoy favor and those who are down in reproach. God cannot be with you. Yesiko adabalatamaya. And you will be experiencing disfavor. No. As simple as the word Emmanuel is, it is what makes the difference between those who enjoy favor and those who are down in reproach. As simple as the word Emmanuel is, it is what makes the difference between those who enjoy favor and those who are down in reproach. God cannot be with you and reproach will be with you. No. When God is with you, favor is with you. When God is with you, favor is with you. Doors will open to you on their own accord. Yesiku malata kata ta 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 ta. Let's turn our Bibles to Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. So as simple as the word Emmanuel is, it is what makes the difference between those who are strong and those who are weak. It is what makes the difference between those who are living and those who are gone. It is what makes the difference between those who are victors and those who are victims. It is what makes the difference between those who are walking in power and those who are dominated by evil forces. It is what makes the difference between those who are enjoying favor and those who are down in reproach. Somebody read for me Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. Use the microphone. Oh, Sigabalata Konde Salataya. And read them.
The Lord your God is with you.
Hallelujah.
He is mighty to save.
Mm.
He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am. In Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17, he says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Hallelujah. Verse 18 now said, I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a body. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Verse 20 now says, okay, let's stop in verse 19. He said, I will save her that is halted. So when God is with you, he said, and I will undo the reproach. Hallelujah. When God is with you, you cannot see reproach, but what you will be seeing is favor. There is something I did not say in that Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17 and 18. When God is with you, joy is also with you. Oh, Sibalada Kondesalataya. When God is with you, are you getting it? and you understand that God is with you, there is what they call joy, like what? Like the river. Hallelujah. There's what they call joy of the Holy Ghost. There's what they call joy. Joy. Joy that cannot be explained. Are you getting it? Joy that cannot be explained. You, things are not working, you know, physically, but deep down within you, you are not troubled. It may even be that you don't have anything in your bank account, but because you understand that God is with you, you can still rejoice. You can still rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. What are we saying in essence as I round up? We are saying that if God is with you, power is with you. We are saying that if God is with you, joy is with you. We are saying that if God is with you, strength is with you. We are saying that if God is with you, favor is with you. We are saying that if God is with you, dominion is with you. In Exodus chapter 33, we also understand 33 from verse 17 to 19. When Moses asked God to what? To show me your what? Your glory. Asikomon desilata kabalataya. And you know, before then he was telling God that if your presence do not go with us, we should not go anywhere. And in addition to that, his request, what did he say? Oh God, I beseech thee, show me your glory. So when Moses was talking about God to show him his glory, what was he talking about? He was talking about God. He was saying that God should even appear. He was saying that God should show him himself. Not only God to be with him. He was saying that God should show him what? Himself. As he come de balata man de silataya. Exodus chapter 33 and verse 17. Okay, verse 14 says, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Hallelujah. So if God is with you, which is Emmanuel, what will happen? You will also enjoy rest. Everybody say with me, rest. You will also enjoy what? Rest on all side. Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. Hallelujah. And he said unto him, verse 15, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separate, I and thy people, from all the peoples that are upon the earth, upon the face of the earth. 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do these things also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in thy sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. So what was he saying by saying, show me your glory? Let your presence, isn't it? He was talking about Emmanuel, God with us, Father be with us. Are you getting it? Do you get it? Show me thy glory. Verse what now? 19. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. So when God is with you, God will be gracious to you. God will make all his goodness pass before you. So Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us, means that what? That if God is with you, all his goodness is also with you. His grace is also what? Is also with you. When God is with you, rest is with you. Asikombe latikalataya. Mentekonde sikabala. Can we begin to pray and make demand for Emmanuel, which is being interpreted? What? God with us. Come on, let's begin to pray. Oh, seek our Lord in this month of August and beyond. We enjoy God with us. We enjoy God with us. We enjoy God with us. Sabilati katole mekatai. Randa kati sengo boloto konde sika lata konde salata baya. Ronde kete kete bele de bele kete gita kabalada balaka tabalada balaka tabalada balaka taya. In essence, if we say Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us, that means strength is with us. That means favor is with us. That means joy is with us. That means rest is with us. That means dominion is with us. That means goodness is with us. That means the grace of God is with us. Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us, that is what we enjoy in this month and beyond. Yeta We decree that as our first Sunday service in this ministry, I decree the power of God will continue to flow like never before. All our waiting for this 1 year and even for this next year that we have kept on praying, the Lord will come down unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rains upon the earth. We decree that in this our first Sundays, our voice shall be heard in our generation. We take authority over the territory. Ratikonde sekatango takatango takatango. We enjoy Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. We enjoy Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. If God is with us, power is with us. If God is with us, dominion is with us. If God is with us, favor is with us. If God is with us, grace is with us. If God is with us, all the goodness of God is with us. Shabi kabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakabakata. Reketeketeketekobakatakatakrakatakata. We decree, O God, that in this first Sunday of Heaven's Glory International Gospel Center, your power shall be made manifest. We decree an acaso, the compelling power of God to join the multitude. Yes, ikute lama tana ratuana taya. Ande kolukutenge sigeleko tuna maraka taya. We prophesy God with us. God with us. God with Heaven's Glory International Gospel Center. He will never leave us nor forsake us as he has said. He is second like Satan, and if God is with us, favor is with us. All things that we need are made available supernaturally in the mighty name of Jesus. If God is with us, favor is with us. Salamala, salamalata. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you because we enjoy Emmanuel, which is being interpreted. God with us. Father, we give you praise for this first Sunday service in Heaven's Glory International Gospel Center. We thank you for launching us into the realm of power multiplication. Blessed be your name. The sick shall be healed upon this ground. The sick shall be healed in all our services. Dead shall be raised. Souls shall be won. Men will be changed from one glory to another. In the mighty name of Jesus, millionaires, men that matters in this nation and all around the nations of the world shall be raised. In the mighty name, ministers shall be raised. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name it is done. Somebody shout a big amen. Somebody shout a big amen. What do you say? Emmanuel, which is being interpreted. God with us. Hallelujah. Thank you and God bless you. This is our first Sunday service in this ministry, Heaven's Glory International Gospel Center, being the first day of August 2021. And from now on, it shall be from glory to glory. It is going to be on unending progress for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give Jesus a praise. Hallelujah.